Matter of fact, let me give you some formal announcements that are in Scripture. 1 Peter 2:9, this is a formal announcement. This is a declaration. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's a declaration on you. That's God saying that you're his priest and his king, and you are now in position in a place of royalty, in a place of holiness, in a place of breakthrough. His excellencies are upon you. I think that's pretty cool. Yes. I think that's good stuff. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That's a declaration.
Thank you, Lord.
My God will supply everything that you need. That's a declaration. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. That's a declaration.
Yes.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's a declaration.
Amen.
Matter of fact, the site that I was on was listing 100 declarations that were made in the Bible, the Word of God, the instruction of life for us. God has declared things over us. All Scripture is inspired by God and is perfect for correction and training and teaching us. That's a declaration. Everything in here has been made for us to declare over our lives. If you're a father, if you're a parent in here, do you declare over your children? Have you made declarations over your children that no harm should come against them? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's a declaration. Right? So we're moving into a new year. I got a declaration for you. How about we make a declaration that is the best year ever? That we made it. That's the title of today's message. Best year ever. I've shared some of my testimony of last year. It started out the worst in health and the worst in emotional health and ended up the best in health and the best in emotional health. But I declare that next year, 2020, will be better than that. I declare that I will have better health physically 2020. I declare that I will have better health spiritually 2020. I declare that I have better emotional health in 2020.
Amen.
Somebody say, well, you're almost 50 years old. You can't be better healthy than you were in your 20s. I'm declaring I am. And if I die, I go to heaven. So what? I'm declaring it. Matter of fact, my Bible as a declaration says that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. So who is anybody to tell me I can't? Who is anybody to tell you that you can't? Don't you serve the same God that I serve?
Yes.
Can't this year be the best year ever?
Yes.
But it starts by declaring it right now. We just heard a song that was sung that talks about peace begins with me. I'm saying that you make the declaration for yourself that this year for you will be your best year ever. Because we're not doing these things alone. We're doing these things with the Holy Ghost that lives in us, that gives us strength, that gives us resolve, that gives us a consciousness to do the right thing, that gives us the conviction to be better today than we were yesterday. See, there was a statement I used to make many years ago, and I haven't made it for a while, but people would come and they'd say, how you doing? Right? Anybody been ever asked, how you doing? And I would say, it's my best day ever. And that always led to a conversation. What do you mean it's your best day ever? Today is my best day ever. Yesterday's gone. I can't relive it. I don't know if tomorrow's coming. If I die today, I go to heaven. Today is the best day ever.
Yeah, yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, you have to declare that today is going to be my best day ever because it's part of the year that you're living in. Pastor Weldon last week led us in scripture that in the presence of God is the fullness of joy. He said that His presence, God's presence, is our present. The present time is a gift to us. That's why it's called present. Do you see what I'm saying? So every day that you walk out, every day that you live, does not have to be a bad day because it's based on choices and decisions that we make. Everything that takes place. And I'm here to tell you, we're really, really good at doing things that are easy and that we're good at. We're really good at it. Well, I'm good at it, so I'm going to do it. It's like your favorite meal. Well, I'm really, really good at cooking steaks on the grill, so that's all I do is cook steaks on the grill. And we never challenge ourselves to do anything harder. The only way to get better at things that are hard is to do things that are hard. And I'm here to tell you, in order to make 2020 your best year ever, you need to start doing some things that are hard. You need to quit doing just the things that you're good at because you've already mastered those. And you need to step forth and start doing things that are difficult. Because in order to get better at the difficulty, you've got to do hard things. And hard things are easy to do with Christ because you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. This is our calling, our ability, and we have the potential to do these things. Do you have a dream? Do you have a vision? Do you have a goal? Do you want to pursue something in life? Has fear stopped you from stepping forward and doing what you really want to do? I'm here to tell you, fear is the opposite of faith. And today, in 2019, we end the fear and walk in faith in 2020. Amen. We step out. 2020. Strong's Concordance. 2020 is the word Hatzalah, and that means deliverance. I declare today that today is a day of deliverance for us in 2020. I declare that the church as a whole will find true deliverance in who they are and understand who they are in Christ Jesus in 2020. I declare the 2020 vision over the church in this new year. Best year ever. Did you know that you can't have good vision without good focus? What are you focusing on? What are you looking at? Where does your focus go on a daily basis? When you take your eyes off the things that you have purposed in life that are going to bring you blessing and not curse, you won't walk in your potential. But when you focus on the right thing, when you put your center dot on Jesus Christ and know who you are in Him and get rid of religion in your life and get into a relationship with Him and others, watch the fulfillment of Christ in your life come to life. Watch changes be made in your life. Watch things transform. Watch things change in your life that bring life to you. Instead of just existing in life, you live life. Instead of surviving in life, you thrive in life. I say amen to that. I say amen to that. 20 is the number of completion. It's a number of completion. 2020 is completely complete. Completely complete. I'm declaring that over the church. I'm making a declaration. Completely complete of knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. The biggest thing that keeps Christians not moving in victory, not moving in the kingdom of God in which you've been placed, is seeing yourself as defeated. And I'm telling you, you're not defeated because He who lives in you is greater than he who lives in the world. That's the Word of God. I would say that's another declaration. He who lives in you is greater than he who lives in the world. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. All things that pertain to life and godliness. There's two key factors to win a race. We're in this race of life right now. The Bible talks about the race that we run. Nobody gets a crown unless you finish, amen? But the only way to finish strong, the only way to win in life is that you have a good start and you don't give up. And I'm telling you, in this next year, the best year ever, that we have a good start. And that starts right now. We're a few days away, but if you make the declaration right now that 2020 is going to be your best year ever, that you're going to be spiritually stronger, physically stronger, emotionally stronger, mentally stronger, that you're going to step out in a way that you never have before, that you're going to do hard things because you're going to get good at the hard, and you're going to step out, you're not going to give up, you're going to finish the race that is set before you. Amen. The only way to do it, though, is to put one foot in front of the other. It's not to wake up in the morning and say, I can't make it. It's okay to say that, but you have to remind yourself, because all of us have been given something that we have not been freed from through Christ, and that's called free will. Every single one of us have a free will, and if we don't utilize this free will for the glory of God, if we don't utilize the strength that is within us through Christ Jesus, then we will continually be taken out. He's placed a desire in your heart for a reason. He's placed a vision in your mind and your eyesight. He's put that there for a reason. You have dreams for a reason. I'm here to say that Christianity can blow up in this Saginaw County this year if we only step out in the faith that we have instead of standing in fear that keeps us bottled up and stuck in a place. Fear of finances or lack of finances was my biggest issue by not going into ministry full time. It was debilitating to me. I couldn't see a possibility on how things would work. But the moment that I stepped out because of a faithful wife who said, no, just do it, God continues to show up. The thing is if God has placed something in your heart and it's a desire, and if it's of God, do not be afraid. If it's not of God and it doesn't work out, pick up the stones, pick up whatever it is, and get back to where you were and start over. But the fear of starting over stops people from walking in their vision, their dreams, their goals, and their future of life. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that, because we serve a mighty God. I serve a God that is the creator of all things, and if you don't think there's a position out there created for you right now, then you're wrong, because I'm here to tell you that God will create positions that don't exist just for you to be able to serve Him even better. I remember when I was working a job, and I was working as a nurse, second shift, Monday through Friday, every other weekend, every other holiday, and I was doing the thing. I was doing third shift, swing shift, getting mandated. It was a mess. And all of a sudden, I remember what happened. I'm saying, Lord, I want to be able to serve in a capacity more. I want to be able to go to church during prayer time. I want to be able to go to church, here was the simplicity of it, every Sunday instead of missing every other Sunday, because I couldn't go because I was working, mandated to work. And God opened a position. They created an assistant nurse manager position that I stepped into and said, we haven't had one of these before, but we're going to create one for you. We want you to be the assistant Monday through Friday, day shift. Monday through Friday, day shift as a nurse is unheard of, guys. Where's Jen Roberts? It's a difficult thing, isn't it? Where's Tammy at? It's hard to get Monday through Friday, day shift. But it wasn't a position that I had to go into. It was a position that was created for me. How does that happen? Because we serve a big God. We serve a big God. How can the enemy put something in front of you that is meant for your destruction, but God turned it around to the good? Oh my gosh. When we keep our eyes focused on Him and we see the reality and the beauty and the glory of God working in our lives, it will change you. It will make you a different person. It will give you a foresight, an eyesight, the ability to see beyond your own surrounding. It will give you the ability to boldly say that this year will be my best year ever. This year, I declare over my family will be their best year ever. This year, I declare over my church family will be your best year ever. We pray protection and God answers prayer. We pray for healing and God answers prayer. We pray just to get through the day and God answers prayer. But how many times do we pray that the whole year be the best year ever? And then it comes to perspective. Then it comes to how do we look at things in life? How am I really looking at this? The problem isn't the problem. Our reaction to the problem is the problem. You can stub your toe and it's the end of the world, or it could be a horrible disaster and you just handle it just fine. It depends on how you choose to look at the situation. Things around us, they happen in life. Bad things happen. That's real. Depression happens. That's real. Misery comes. That's real. But how do you choose to look at it? Is it an opportunity to grow, or is it an opportunity to be stagnant and not move? I'm here to tell you that it's hard to get through depression, but you need to do it. It's hard to get through issues and trials in life, but you need to do it. And I don't know all the answers except for Him, Jesus Christ, the one, the only, the way, the truth, and the life. But He will get you through whatever the situation may be. And it may not be on your own time frame or your timing. But here's the thing, you don't grow weary in doing good. Because in due season, you shall reap a harvest if you faint not. Today is a day that we run and not grow weary. Today is a day that we not faint, that we not fall, but we stand firm. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, having done all, stand and continue to stand. Stand on the Word of God. A time to fight for what you believe in. Do you believe that you're worth it? Do you believe that you're desirable to God? Do you believe that you have a purpose in life? Do you believe how important you are to others around you? Do you believe that you can make a difference in your neighborhood and where you're at? Do you believe these things? That's called faith. Aren't we people of faith? Well, let's start believing these things. Where I go, favor follows. If I walk into a restaurant and there's nobody in there, watch out. They're going to get real busy because favor follows me. Why? Because I'm a child of God, and I believe that. Do you believe that? If you want businesses in your area to be more prosperous, start visiting them. Because when you start to visit them, watch out. You're going to see what happens. All of a sudden, those businesses are going to start to be utilized more. Why? Because you are a carrier of the light. You are a carrier of the kingdom of God. You are a king and a priest. And in your dominion, you have reign and you have rule. And you have the ability to make a difference where you're at. That's not hype. That's not just me yelling at you for 30 minutes. This is a reality of God because we live in two worlds, the world of Satan or the world of light, the kingdom of God. And I'm here to tell you that as a believer, you step into the kingdom of God. Right now, I know there's somebody in here who's going, man, there's something I really want to do, but fear has been stopping me. I'm here to tell you, 2020, cancel that fear and step out in it. If it's of God, it's going to work. And if it's not of God, go to Him, pick up where you were, and start over again. Do not be afraid to start over. Do not be afraid to move. Inactivity, immobility, not moving is what kills people. Fear is debilitating. If there was an active shooter in a building, those that sit there and don't move die. Do you hear me? But those that move, those that dodge and weave, those that duck and hide, they live. And I'm here to tell you in 2020, don't let fear be a factor in your life. Let faith rule over fear in your life and step out. And watch things open up for you in this kingdom of God. The other part of being 2020 is I see it as scales that are balanced. It's a balancing out of life that we haven't had. Anybody felt like their life was off kilter, not balanced out very well? You ever felt that way? It felt like it was always going for this way or it was always going for that person and not me. I'm here to tell you the scales will be balanced in 2020. The scripture in Proverbs 20:10 says, false weights and unequal measure the Lord detests. A double standard of every kind He detests. Do you see, we get the same Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that lives in you lives in me. That means that there is no double standard there. That means that when the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Not just the person on the left or the person on the right, but you can do it because God hates a double standard. God hates the weights that not balanced. He wants it balanced in your life. Do you feel like your family life is unbalanced? I'm declaring that over you in 2020, your family life will be balanced out. Do you feel like you don't have enough time for God and it's all about the world? I'm declaring that in 2020, you'll be balanced out there so you'll have the spiritual wherewithal to understand who you are in Christ Jesus. See these things. Open your eyes and see who you are in Jesus Christ. Scriptures, Proverbs 16:11 says, the Lord demands accurate scales and balances. He sets the standard for fairness. I'm here to tell you that we serve a fair God, a loving God, a just God, a merciful God, a God that has shown grace upon us that we don't even deserve. But God has given it to each and every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
Life is a series of choices and decisions. Good or bad. I'm here to tell you, if you make a bad decision, don't beat yourself up. Get up from where you were and move forward. Get on with your life. Don't allow the issue of the past to keep you stagnant. Don't stay where you're at. It was a bad decision. Stop it. Move on. Get on with your life. Get out there. Do something. Challenge yourself. I'm going to become a runner this year. Ha! How you like that? I put it out there. That means I got to stick to it. Pray for my voice. Listen, a series of choices. Here's some choices. Psalm 118:24. Psalms 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That is a declaration that we need to make every day that we wake up. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. It doesn't say I might. It doesn't say maybe I should. It doesn't say I don't feel like it. This is somebody in the Psalms who made a decision. They made a choice. They said, I will rejoice. I don't care what's going on around me. God bless you, my brother. I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care what it looks like. You know, when I was in the military, they said it was mind over matter. I don't mind, so it don't matter. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Today is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That means I'm going to smile through the frown. I'm going to smile through the pain because I know, scientifically proven, that when we hit our max peak of what we thought we can only get to, we've only hit 30 to 40% of our full potential. I'm here to tell you, man, there's 60, 70% out there of us we're not even moving in. That's the part where Christ, where we can do all things through Him. We sell ourselves short. We get tired. Who's ready for another 5K? Three hands. Four hands. We're doing another 5K. June or July. Maybe August. Maybe one every month. Who knows? But we're going to get better at some things. We're going to choose to live. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to choose to live.
Amen.
We're going to choose to be in fellowship. We're going to choose to love people that are unlovable. We're going to choose to forgive. Remember when I said do something hard? You know, before I got saved, it was hard to forgive somebody. Matter of fact, I was really good at keeping grudges. But until I started practicing something that was hard, I didn't have breakthrough. But when I started practicing that thing that was hard, forgiveness, I had breakthrough. And now it's easy to forgive. It is easy to forgive. That's unbelievable. But you know what? Now I need to practice something else. Now I need to move into forgetting. I brought this up in prayer back here today before the start of service. Did you know that God forgets? Did you know He forgets? He forgets your sin. Remembers it. It says, remembers it no more. As far as the east is from the west, God forgets the wrong that you have done. Isn't it time for you to move past it? Isn't it time to you lay down the wrong you've done and step into the same grace that God has shown to you?
Amen.
Amen? I think that's good preaching.
Yeah.
We have to walk in that.
We have to see that. Joshua 24:15 says you need to make a decision on who you're going to serve. But as for me and my household, here's the choice. We will serve the Lord. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Every day, it's the day that He made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, and I'm going to serve Him. Every day. And watch what happens in your life. Best year ever. I'm putting my faith in Him. I'm putting my faith in Him. I'm putting my faith in Him. Faith in God. Faith in Christ. Faith in understanding and knowing that I got a spirit that has made my old dead spirit alive. It's not like I hit puberty. Sorry, but not sorry. Joel 3:14. I'm closing in this area, guys. Joel 3:14 talks about the Israelites that go into the valley of decision. I'm here to tell you, and they were in the valley of decision till the coming of the Lord. I'm here to tell you, we've got to get out of this valley of decision. The Lord Jesus Christ has already come. The Lord Jesus Christ has already set you free. He has already done everything, and God says He's given you everything that you need. It's time to get out of this valley of decision. It also says in Psalm 23 that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Did you know that's a choice? I'll fear no evil. I choose to fear no evil. I'm in the valley, but I choose to fear no evil. So you may be in a valley of decision right now, but I'm declaring that 2020, your best year ever, that you're going to get out of the valley of decision and you're going to decide. You're going to make a decision. And that decision is going to be purposeful and it's going to be right and it's going to be in line with what God wants for you in your life. Yes, sir. Amen? Amen? In Deuteronomy 30:19, and we all know this all too well, but it's God laying out for us. He's laid out witnesses for us. The angels, all of heaven and earth, as witnesses that we can declare a couple different things. We can choose life or death, blessings or curses. And I'm saying for 2020, we need to quit choosing curses. We need to quit choosing the things that bring death. And we need to look to the life. We need to look to the light. We need to look to Jesus. We need to walk in His way and His standard and see who we are in Him and watch what happens.
Amen.
Fix your mind on Him. Don't be fixed on the things of the world. Listen, I know we need money. I know we need health. I know we need to feel good. But I'm here to tell you that service to God and knowing who you are in Him will make those crooked paths straight. Every time I take my eyes off Him, I have a harder time in life. But every time I fix my eyes on Him, every time I focus my life towards Him, my life is better. That is sure enough proof to me that I need to focus on Him and not the things around me. Watch and see what happens. Do you declare that 2020 will be your best year ever?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Are you going to step out in it?
Yes,
every day of your life?
Yes.
Those watching on Facebook, do you declare 2020 your best year ever?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's close in prayer. Father, I don't know what tomorrow looks like. But I do know that in You, in the fullness of You, God, that there is perfect peace. That in the fullness of You, there is joy. So Father, today, we are putting on the mantle of praise. We are putting on joy. We are walking and stepping into the glory realm of the grace that You have given us, God. Father, I thank You that You have not created us as weaklings. Yes, we're meek, but we know, God, that meekness is perfect power under control. We thank You, God, for the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. That's a declaration. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That is a declaration. We thank you that we are the righteousness of you through Christ Jesus. That is a declaration. I thank you, Lord, that we are being made holy, that we are blameless and without fault because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I pray right now that if there's someone listening or someone here that doesn't know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior of their life, that they would start this new year with the most important decision that they can make for life and godliness, and that is to declare Jesus Lord, to believe that you were raised from the dead, that you are seated at the right hand of the Father, that you have forgiven our sins and you remember them no more. Father, we glorify you and we praise you, and I thank you for all that know you. And Father, I ask that you would bless my brothers and sisters, that you will keep them safe and free from harm, that you will protect the innocence of our children in all areas of life. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And all those in agreement said, amen. God bless you.